So, have you ever wondered what this is all about? I mean, what the whole reason for God creating the world is all about, and what the plan is, and what your role in the plan is. And the reason that I've been thinking a lot about this is because I've been listening to this inspirational speaker. He's all over the internet. He's talked to the United Nations, he's talked to the United States Air Force, to NASA. He's got books out. This guy's name is Simon Sinek. I've been listening to a lot of his YouTube videos. He has the third most watched TED Talk of all time. Anyways, and he talks about why, that what makes some companies better than other companies is because they don't talk about what they're doing or how they're doing it. They go deeper than that. They talk about why they're doing it. And then he talks about great leaders or inspirational leaders. They don't just talk about what they're going to do or how they're going to do it. Like Martin Luther King, he says, "I have a dream." Like, he's talking about why. This is what gets into the hearts of people. This is what people want to be like. When a person is able to state their why and tell what they believe, and other people believe the same, then those people just, they want to be a part of that movement. They want to buy from that company, whatever. So another thing that he's talking about is infinite and finite companies. And he said he went to to two educational summits and educational meetings. One was Microsoft and one was Apple. So he said at the Microsoft meeting, 70% of the people, 70% of the time, were obsessed with thinking about how to compete with Apple and how to beat Apple and what did they need to do to be better than Apple. But when he got to the Apple meeting, 100% of the people, 100% of the time, were talking about how to help teachers teach and students learn, and just about bettering themselves. And so Apple was seen as the having the infinite outlook. They were all about just improving themselves, having the vision of being here for the long term, not really worrying about what the competitors are doing, not being worried about the ebb and flow that comes, like sometimes doing better, other times not so good. It really doesn't matter, because when you're an infinite company, it's just like, who's going to still be here in the end? That's what's important. So you have that mentality of very long term, very much just improving yourself, and it's not like a winner loser thing. It's just about improving, improving, improving. And so I was taking this and applying it to what I've been reading lately in the Torah. So we have these cycles with the Torah reading, and we just came to the end, and we started again. We start over every year. So I was thinking about the why. So in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. We read that, and we read like what he did and how he did it. He spoke, "Let there be light." So he spoke with words. And so we have what he did and how he did it. But then it's like, okay, but why? What is this all about? Like, what's the plan? And when we got to the end of the cycle, with Moses in the desert with the people, Moses, the whole last book of the Torah is Moses's farewell speech to the people. And he is just this awesome, inspirational leader because he talks about the why. And so I just thought this is really neat, with applying what I'm learning. This is just good stuff, that this guy is really making a lot of money and becoming very popular. But when you think about it, he is using these God's principles. All these principles that he's talking about are in the Bible. And so Moses was speaking to a group of people in the desert that didn't have any military experience, and he had to inspire them because they're about to come out of the land and go and take over the land that God had promised to their forefather Abraham and his descendants through Isaac and Jacob. And so he was not telling them so much what they were going to do or how they were going to do it. What he wanted to say to them before he died was to just give them the big picture, the why, and to really, really, really inspire their hearts. And so the first thing he did was he reminded them of their unique history as a family and as a people. Like, there's no other people on the face of the earth ever in history that can say that God himself came down with his might and his power and just took them out of the world superpower at that time. They were enslaved in Egypt, and through a number of miracles, he just took them out, just saved them, just redeemed them from Egypt. And so they are his people in the desert. Nobody, no other family can say that they got their start like that. And then of all the nations in the world that are, you know, serving their gods or whatever, this God who calls himself the God of Israel, he says, he's so intimate, he's so like connecting and wanting a relationship with his people that he gives them part of himself. Like it says in the beginning that man was created in God's image. And God gives the people these instructions and this lifestyle and like all these laws, like here's what I want the men to do and here's what I want the women to do and here's what you do, like the weekly cycle, and here's the holidays I want you to have through the year, and here's how you treat the animals, and here's how you treat foreigners, and this is for marrieds, and this is for singles, and this is, you know, he just goes through and gives them something just revolutionary. The other nations of the world weren't communicating with their God in this intimate way, but these people that Moses was addressing, he was saying, you know, look, from the very beginning when God created the world, he knew that there was going to be you standing here today. This is what it's all about. It started with Abraham because Abraham loved God and God loved Abraham, and he made promises to him that he would protect and bless his descendants. And so here were Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's descendants just standing there in the desert about to go into the promised land. And Moses is just saying, you know, like, this is why God made the world. He wants to train you, to show you, we have the laws in our possession. We are going to be a light to the other nations. Other nations are going to look at us and they're going to be inspired. We are supposed to bless the world. We're supposed to show the world, this is what it looks like to be in love with God and to be loved by God and to do everything just because he says so. And he's the king. He's not a king like any other king. Like, we have the king that designed the world, that made the world, that made all the laws of gravity, he made everything. And he knows how everything works. He made us. He knows what's best for us. So this is our king. This is who we serve. And you can take notice that we are just not any better than anybody else. We're just a little group of people. So God has to be seen through us. You can't help but notice that this couldn't have happened except for the hand of God, that these people, this group of people has survived through all kinds of adverse circumstances. And so the whole reason for the world, the whole why behind why God made the world it's like holy hide and seek. It's like, I'm going to make the world, I'm going to hide myself, and then I'm going to see which people will seek me. Seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. How are you going to? And so the way that we find God and have this relationship with him, Moses is saying to this group of people, it's about God coming down, taking us out of Egypt, bringing us into the desert, showing us how to live, and then the nations will look at us and they'll say, maybe what is going on with this group of people? And they'll learn from us, and they'll see that we have this understanding and wisdom that comes from God. With the and so many societies have copied what this the laws that the Jews have established in their societies. They, you know, now it's they're like commonplace. But everything that was given to them were new revolutionary things coming into the world at that time. And so the Jews are supposed to show all the nations who God is, how following God's instructions helps us to reach our highest potential as individuals. And so the Jews, they were inspired by Moses that they had this collective mission to that was in place right from the beginning of time, right when God was making man. It was all leading to that they would be the ones that would inspire the world to seek God and to have a relationship with God. And that now when the nations have a choice, they look and see what is going on with Israel, and you can either not notice, not care, or you can be inspired, and you can even be inspired so much that you want to join and become a part of their society. But it's not about making converts to Judaism. It's just about inspiring the world and showing them this is what it's like. This is what happens when you have a relationship with God and follow His instructions for life and follow the lifestyle and the pattern and the cycles because this is an infinite plan. Like, we don't care about, like, sometimes we're in exile, sometimes we're down, sometimes we're up. It doesn't matter because we are connected to an infinite God. So the plan is infinite. The plan is going to work. We just have to be the last man standing. We are going to be here in the end. That's the important thing, because that's the whole purpose of the world. That's the whole why behind why the world was created. And this is the message that hopefully people of the nations take notice. Like when Joseph was in Egypt, when he was in Potiphar's house, and when he was in Pharaoh's palace, in prison, wherever he was, he always said, everything I do because of my God. It's not about me, but it's all about, like, the nations are supposed to notice that there's something different going on with Israel. There's a reason that they're still here against all odds, has been preserved all this time, and they will be here still in the end. And that's the plan. That's the why. And so it's just a time to be inspired by that, to find God and by looking at history and what's gone on with history, and just to take notice. We don't have to worry about what anyone else is doing. We just have to work on improving ourselves every day, progress, not perfection, as we just focus on doing what He wants us to do and we are here to inspire others. And so that's what all of us should do. We either should be inspired, or join in and be part of the whole lifestyle that is supposed to be an inspiration. But either way, it's okay to be. The main thing is that God is glorified, and that we are doing everything as His people that are made in His image. Okay, well, that's the thing that's been on my mind, is just that we should, if you really want to change the world, you should really know why you get up in the morning, why God made the world, why God made you, what your part in this whole plan is. So it's a lot to think about. Okay, that's all for now. Let me throw out.